The bipartisan effort to look into what happened on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol has now come to a standstill. Republicans and Democrats cannot agree on who will be on that commission and also the scope of the investigation. News Nation's Washington, D.C. correspondent Joe Khalil joins us live tonight with a look into what's going on. Joe.
Yeah, Marnie, at one point, this was one of the top priorities here from... But really, since the beginning, they haven't been able to come to an agreement, even on the most basic things, like who is going to be on this commission that would ultimately investigate what happened on January 6th. We were fortunate enough today to talk to the two commissioners who actually led the 9/11 commission, and they went through the same thing. One Republican, one Democrat. They had to put together a team to investigate 9/11. So we got their insight today, and it is just an illustration of how different and how much more polarized we are in this era now than we were back then.
The push for a comprehensive, nonpartisan investigation into the January 6th Capitol attack has come to a halt.
It's very, very discouraging. Congress can't seem to get its act together at the moment anyway on creating a commission because they're arguing over who should be on it, what the numbers should be between the two parties.
Former New Jersey Governor, Republican Thomas Keene, and former Indiana Congressman, Democrat Lee Hamilton, co-chaired the 9/11 commission, widely seen now as a successful investigation. But they say it didn't start out that way.
The 9/11 commission did not start out with credibility. I think we earned that credibility, not in a month or two, but in a year or two.
With that, I urge a strong and bipartisan vote.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle favor a January 6th commission modeled after Keene and Hamilton's work.
What happened from a security standpoint and how we could have prevented it and how we prevent it in the future.
But Republicans say House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's plan is too broad to include not just what happened on January 6th, but deeper inquiries into violent domestic extremism. They also say that, unlike Keene and Hamilton's commission, Pelosi wants to stack the committee.
Speaker Pelosi started by proposing a commission that would be partisan by design. 7 appointments for Democrats, just 4 for Republicans.
It's been more than a month since Speaker Pelosi proposed the commission. One source tells News Nation the speaker is willing to negotiate the details, but says Republicans are trying to change the subject and focus on violence carried out by far-left groups rather than the Capitol attack.
Congress, in my opinion anyway, does not have the ability to do this in that kind of bipartisan way.
Keene says he's now less sure a 9/11 commission type investigation will happen at all. Hamilton says he'll remain optimistic.
But it can be done. For heaven's sakes, we ought not to proceed on the opposite assumption.
Both men agree, as more time passes from January 6th, it may become less of a priority, as new issues will take Congress's attention. Exactly why, Keene says, the issue needs its own commission.
So the whole investigation may be in jeopardy now. Speaker Pelosi has floated the idea of potentially having 3 existing House committees do separate investigations instead of having one independent. News hasn't gone over well with Republicans. And by the way, it's not uncommon for lots of investigations to be happening about one specific thing. On the Senate side of the Capitol, they have also had 2 committees investigating January 6th, and those have gone surprisingly well and have so far been bipartisan. Reporting live tonight in the Capitol, Joe Khalil, News Nation.